Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's June 10th, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, members of the UN peacekeeping mission in Haiti demand sex for food and medication. Meanwhile, secret cell phone towers in London are collecting private data. And look who's going to Bilderberg this year. Well, what do you know? It's General Petraeus. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Previously, we brought you stories about stingray systems here in the state, cities such as Seattle. Now it seems like this thing is going worldwide, and now we have reports of these things popping up in places like London. There are secret cell towers in London that fool phones into giving up private call data. In a report published by Sky News, evidence has shown that fake cell towers are being used in London, which have the ability to eavesdrop on calls and collect additional communications data. And they go by the name Stingrays. It's about the size of a briefcase and just as portable. And previously, these things have been called a conspiracy theory. These things didn't exist. Nobody was eavesdropping on your calls, even though Alex Jones was telling you about this stuff about 15 years ago. Now that it's in the mainstream news, now that you can believe it, that they have the ability to eavesdrop on your calls in real time. And I'm not talking about, you know, you have a voicemail and somebody wants to go back and check it with a warrant for probable cause and things such as that nature. We know about that. I'm talking about people being able to monitor your calls in real time. And, you know, the justification is, well, we have to do this to catch this drug dealer, you know, in this motel over here. Okay, I can kind of understand that, but they can't type into the system, identify drug dealer, only steal that data. No, they get the information from everybody who's in that motel, hotel, or Holiday Inn. And these are the things that we have to deal with, the invasions of our privacy. Yeah, maybe they are in there cooking meth, Walter White and Jesse and all those guys, but they're also scooping up all the data of everybody else. So yes, you're committing a crime to go catch criminals who are committing crimes, so you really don't have much more higher ground than they do. And we'll move on from that to talk about some other things that people don't have exactly the highest ground on. The United Nations. Now, previously we had seen reports of things going on in Haiti, talking about how organizations like the Red Cross got about $500 million and built about 6 homes in Haiti, and then they've set up some tents and were teaching people how to wash hands, but everybody's like, where'd all the money go? Now we're talking about Haiti in a different light. The United Nations went down there, and they have their employees, workers, whatever you call them, engaging in sexual activity with the locals. UN, sex exploitation by peacekeepers strongly underreported. And this is a report that is due to be released sometime later this month. And it says, a year ago, the report says, investigators interviewed 231 people in Haiti who said that they had transactional sexual relations with UN peacekeepers. For rural women, hunger, lack of shelter, baby care items, medication, and household items were frequently cited as the triggering needs, the report says. So basically, they were having sex for, I guess, not money, but other things. Even says laptops and cell phones. I'm not sure how well that worked, but these are the charges brought against these people. And we've seen the UN involved in all types of stuff, cocaine shipments to the UN building and all that stuff. And they said, well, we don't know who ordered this cocaine. Just all these wild allegations. And yeah, the UN does a lot of good stuff. They try to help a lot of people. But remember, it's also the UN who is putting vaccinations in the arms of little Syrian children. That was the World Health Organization, if I'm not mistaken. And many of those children died. And you won't hear about that here in the United States of America. They just want to say everything the UN does is great and good, but they don't want to talk about these incidents that go on. And once again, UN does a lot of good stuff. There's plenty of stuff I don't agree with. The UN arms trade treaty, they're trying to take away your firearms. Like I said, the kids in Syria. So we can't turn a blind eye to these things. But they also need to be held accountable for these actions. And since we're talking about the UN and their disarmament agenda, let's talk about somebody who was armed in the proper situation and who was able to use their firearm in the proper way.
And they literally sprinted from the bushes up to him, closing that distance very rapidly while pointing the gun directly at him. He had a concealed weapons permit and a pistol in his pocket. Our female victim began to flee back towards the restaurant. And as she did that, the suspect that had a firearm began to point that at her in a method that made her significant other believe that he was possibly going to fire. The suspect that was shot was hit in the left shin.
And those are the type of actions you will not be able to take if the UN or some of these other gun grabbers get their way. And since we're going to talk about many things going on all around the world, let's wrap it up talking about Bilderberg. Bilderberg, the huge conference that's going on right now overseas. Our guys are there, Paul Joseph Watson, Rob Dew, and of course our photographer, Josh Owens. They're on the scene. Now, this is something straight out of a movie. You know, you have this huge mountain and a castle and Cobra commanders. I'm not making this stuff up. There are actual Cobra commanders on the ground. And now, thus far, I don't think our guys have encountered them proper. There are other police agencies out there. They're harassing people. Let me see your ID. Let me see your passport. Every place they go, cops doing sneaking peeks into their hotel rooms, looking in their windows, showing up when they're not there. Then they go to confront the cops. Well, hell, I don't know anything about what you're talking about, Mr. Dew. Just don't come in here and record in our police station. Just all types of bizarre things going on surrounding Bilderberg. And now we have convicted criminal David Petraeus to represent U.S. at Bilderberg. In April, former CIA director and retired general David Petraeus pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of handling over classified information to his mistress and biographer. He was sentenced to 2 years probation and a $100,000 fine. And I like what Kurt Nimmo does in this article. He compares and contrasts Mr. Petraeus to Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning, who were, I guess, guilty of similar crimes. But as we all know, Manning is in jail and Edward Snowden is a worldwide wanted criminal. So just think about this. You know, you have somebody who's the head of an organization and is giving out information not to blow the whistle on wrong deeds or misdoing, but just to make his mistress happy. You have two guys who are out here trying to make their country better. And maybe you could, you know, you can nitpick. Maybe they should have did this. Maybe they should have did it like that. Regardless, they have the best of intentions trying to put a spotlight on the people who are doing wrongdoing in our country. And now they're the ones who are wanted and the ones who are in prison. Just food for thought as we go forward. And keep this in mind as we go forward in this Bilderberg conference. As you can see all these guys, Kissinger, all these other guys, Kissinger, who is a wanted war criminal in various places around the world, many other people as well. We've seen Mrs. Clinton and other people involved in these type of conferences, Bill Clinton, all that as well. So stay tuned. We'll have much more about the Bilderberg Conference. We'll have a special report talking about the spirit of Jim Tucker, the pioneer of reporting on Bilderberg. Also, many other reports as well. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Bilderberg,
2015, you will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
Folks, I don't believe it, but I think that might be Jim Tucker. The ghost of Jim Tucker coming back to investigate the Bilderberg Group. He was the investigator that spent decades tracking the Bilderberg. He wrote the Bilderberg Diaries, and he never stopped. Up until the day he died. God rest his soul, rest in peace, Jim Tucker. You will not be forgotten, your legacy still lives on.
People, however, have spent their entire life fighting this. And one tireless person, I want you to hear a quote from Jim Tucker, who just passed away. He said, "If 100 of the world's best-known sports figures or film stars were gathered at some exclusive resort behind closed doors for a private meeting, the entirety of the mass media would be on hand, clamoring for admittance, demanding to know what was going on. But when the world's richest bankers, media barons, industrialists, members of royalty, and political leaders were meeting secretly and discussing public policy matters that impacted on the course of the world's affairs, the establishment press never said a word." That's a quote from Jim Tucker, who passed away. Now, Jim spent most of his life following the Bilderberg conference, something that for decades people would ridicule him and laugh at him. People would deny that it even existed. Yet he followed this as an investigative journalist. And he stayed on the trail as really kind of a lone, you're talking about lone wolf terrorist, he was a lone wolf truth seeker.
My name is Jim Tucker. We're at St. Marie, Switzerland, for the Bilderberg meeting. Well, this year, Bilderberg is strongly committed to expanding the war with the invasion of Egypt so they could have a big war. They use the term big war a lot in the Middle East, because that will generate profits. They want them all involved in a big war.
Right.
They want a war throughout the Middle East, with the exception of Israel. And as I said, there's big profits to be made from war, because when you go to war, you're making tanks, airplanes, trucks, jeeps, and all kinds of war materials, which is profitable in its own way. And then the war profiteering kicks in, as it has in all of our wars, where other big bucks are made on top of the big bucks. I think more are feeling very hesitant, very eager to cover their butts when they come to Bilderberg, like Secretary of Defense not being on the list when the Secretary of Defense always attends Bilderberg from the United States, along with the Secretary of Treasury, who's here, and Secretary of Commerce, other high officials in the administration. I tell you, I had the pleasure of talking to Kenneth Clark one time when he was in Washington. He thought he was going to hold a press conference to discuss, I forgot, some international issue. I'm there, and I asked the first question. I said, "Mr. Clark, you attended the Bilderberg meeting. I had notes in front of me, named the dates, the exact location, and the exact town and country on these dates. Can you tell us what transpired?" The other reporters from New York Times, of course, never heard of Bilderberg, but they get real interested in this. Kenneth Clark's face goes blank. He fumbles around a little bit. They started answering questions. I remember him saying, yes, we should have a world government. We will have, this goes back a few years, of course, when they were real optimistic. We will have
a complete European Union, a common currency. Then we will have the American Union, and your common currency will be the Mario. Then we'll have the Asian Pacific Union, and they'll have a common currency. And our grandchildren are going to laugh about the days when we had all these petty little currencies. We have to have a world government so you have peace and all that jazz.
Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. We are downtown in Telfs, Austria, here to ask the people what they think of the Bilderberg Group. Telfs is just at, basically at the mountain floor of a little winding road that goes up to the Interalpen Hotel, and that is where the 2015 Bilderberg meeting will be taking place. Of course, there is a massive police presence. There was a roadblock just outside of Telfs. They've now moved that up the mountain a little bit, but there are still thousands of cops, at least about 2,000, that are going to be here protecting the elites using taxpayer money to do it. But it's a private meeting, so we can't know what they're talking about, even though they're inviting media representatives there because their job is to keep everything quiet. What we're going to do here is find some people, hopefully who speak English, and ask them what they think of the Bilderberg Group. Hey, what's up, guys? Can I talk to y'all for a second? Any of y'all speak English?
A little bit.
A little bit? All right, you're the one I want to talk to. How long have you lived here in Austria?
Since 17 years.
Okay. Do you know what the Bilderberg Group is?
No, I don't know.
A what?
The Bilderberg Group.
No.
Well, actually, I think it's a secret.
I don't know. I don't know.
Bilderberg Group. They're from
Bilderberg
Denmark.
In,
yes.
Hotel.
Interalpen. Interalpen.
Yes.
Some people who make the burger around. Huh?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good answer. Do you know about the Bilderberg Group?
Yeah.
Yes,
good. Yes, good.
You like it?
I like good, very nice.
Do you know where the Interalpen is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where they're meeting.
Yes.
Do you know what they're going to be talking about?
Bilderberg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good thing?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one. Do you know about the Bilderberg Group? No? All right, take care. You guys speak English?
No
English? All right. What do you think the Bilderberg Group is? What do you think it would be?
I think music.
Music group or something like that.
All right. It's a shame. I'm gonna give you a little lesson. I want you to tell your buddies about the Bilderberg Group, okay? It's a group of 150 of the most powerful people in Europe, the United States, and Canada, in politics and technology and royalty that get together for a secret meeting. Okay, they have this meeting in secret. They make us, with our tax dollars, pay for all the security, but they don't want any press in there to talk about what they talk about. They say because it's a private meeting. Okay? Now, how do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Do you think rich people should get together to determine the fate of just regular people in the world in secret?
Yeah, they should.
You think they should be able to?
Yeah, they should.
Okay. That's the wrong answer.
I know. I think not so good. If because it's secret, so...
Secret is good.
You think it's good that they meet in secret?
Yes, it's good.
Okay. We know that the motherfuckers are there, and I don't know. It's scandalous.
Okay, so I found an American living in Telfs, Austria. What is your name?
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, and where are you from?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle. And your name?
Vincent.
Vincent, are you from America?
No, I'm from Austria.
Austria. All right. So, have either of you heard of the Bilderberg Group?
He has.
I did.
You have? What do you think it is?
I think it's total bullshit, when I can say that.
Yeah, it's the internet.
I think people deserve to know what's going on in our economy, because economy is important to build up our countries, our entire countries, how, like, America, I mean, it's America now, not Austria, but in Austria, mm-hmm. It's important that we know what our economy does so we can react to it, and we know what we have to do for our future.
See, the reason our world... See, the reason there's so many wars and there's people say there's an uneven balance is because elites, is what we like to refer to them as, get together in secret to determine our destiny. okay? We can't have an open discourse of ideas unless we know what they're talking about. Yeah. So if we know, hey, they want to plan a war in the Ukraine with Russia, yeah, we should know about that so we can say, hey, we don't think that's right, or maybe there's a different way we can work this out. So right now, up in the Interalpen Hotel, there's going to be 150 elites that get together starting on Thursday to have a secret meeting. All right? Good. Now I'm going to ask you once again, do you think that's a good thing?
No, that's not a good thing. That's a really bad thing.
It's a terrible thing. Yeah, yeah. Have you guys gone through a roadblock yet?
Yes.
Yes. Because
in Rosario Say.
Yeah. Okay. We've been to the lake 3 times now, yep, last week, and every time we have to go to the security, right, which is...
Does it make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Absolutely.
Have you been through a checkpoint yet?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think we need them.
But they're making you, everybody else, pay for it with their tax dollars for the security. 2,000 cops. Have you gone through a roadblock yet?
Friday at night, the whole street, all over cops. This is incredible.
Does it make you feel safe?
No.
Bilderberg Group. Say it with me.
Bilderberg Group.
Say it louder.
Bilderberg Group.
Bilderberg Group. That's right.
Okay.
All right. You all look it up, read about it, and tell your friends about it.
Okay.
And say, why are we having a secret meeting here in Telfs that we can't even know about?
Okay.
Get on your Twitter, your Facebook, do it all up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I will do
it. Isn't that crazy that they have this in this world?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I want you to say it with me. Down with the Bilderberg Group. There you go.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Vaccines are a hot topic that have been the news quite a bit. As we talked about in our previous segment, vaccines injuring children over in Syria, vaccines injuring children down in Mexico. But nobody wants to talk about these issues. And now they're injuring children in California.
In spite of massive opposition from the public, California's SB 277, removing personal exemptions for vaccines, has just cleared another important legislative hurdle. Don't let them call it exemptions. That's the language of an authoritarian government where everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted. Informed consent for medical treatment is a fundamental human right. That right used to be recognized by the AMA when it still had ethics. Informed consent is the linchpin to protect against abuses like the Tuskegee syphilis experiments. And the removal of informed consent and our human rights puts us all in much greater danger than we could ever be from any disease.
The federal government shields the drug industry and doctors from vaccine injury lawsuits and directs doctors to give children triple the numbers of vaccinations they got 30 years ago. Several hundred new vaccines are being created, and this bill facilitates the mandating of new vaccines without your vote. No doctor in California or public health official at the CDC in Atlanta can accurately predict whether or not a child will suffer brain inflammation, injury, or death after vaccination. The $3 billion already paid out to vaccine casualties under the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act is confirmation of that fact. While we are all born equal under the law, we are not all born the same, and we do not all respond the same way to pharmaceutical products. As the Institute of Medicine has repeatedly stated in published reports, some of us are genetically and biologically more vulnerable to being harmed by vaccines, but doctors cannot accurately identify who we are because of large gaps in the vaccine safety science. The fact that science has not adequately defined who among us is at high risk for vaccine complications does not mean that our lives are less deserving of protection than those at high risk for the disease complications.
Native Californian, I got my undergraduate degree from Harvard University. I'm an attorney and I practice education law. I'm here to testify today about the practical implications of attempting to implement SB 277, but I'd like to tell you a minute or two about my boy. He was our firstborn, perfectly healthy at birth, hitting all of his milestones. As first-time parents, we were very conscious about hitting all his pediatrician visits and staying on schedule. At 4 months, we took him in for his scheduled dose of vaccines. That evening, we took him home. He had a 104-degree fever. He screamed inconsolably for hours and vomited. He had never been sick before. Shortly thereafter, he started having seizures. We rushed him to the hospital where they started him on a drug called phenobarbital, which controlled the seizures. His development resumed, and at our next pediatrician visit, which is around 7 months old, my wife and I had prepared to confront our doctor and say, look, Clayton had this reaction last time. He's developed epilepsy. He's on medication. We'd like to wait till he's a little older before getting his next round of vaccines. Our pediatrician pushed back. She pressed us. She assured us there was no connection between his epilepsy and the seizures and the vaccines that he had received at 4 months. She went further and she said that because he was having health problems, he was at greater risk of being exposed, and that we could even, she suggested it'd be irresponsible for us not to stay on schedule with him. Against our instincts, we went ahead and had him vaccinated on schedule. Shortly after that, his seizures returned with a vengeance. He seized so much that he entered into a medical state, which is called status epilepticus. It's when the brain is in a state of continuous seizure. We rushed him to the hospital. That episode was the last time we heard our son's voice for 3 years. He collapsed after 45 minutes of seizing, and when he finally woke up, he had lost the ability to respond to sound. Like I said, he no longer used his voice. And over the next several months, we saw a dramatic mental regression in our son. It was after that my wife and I did research and learned about Congress in the late 1980s passing the National Childhood Injury Vaccine Program and Act, which has been referred to. We learned that vaccines are not safe for all kids and that there's very little in terms of screening that can be done to determine which kids will have a reaction like Clayton's and which kids will have no reaction. Clayton's 13 years old today. My wife and I wanted him to be here for this. He seizes every day. Saturday night, he had 37 grand mal seizures, so he's currently in Children's Hospital in L.A., but he's here with me in spirit. I share the personal testimony because I need you to understand my family's belief about vaccines. We finally decided to have a daughter, so Clayton has a 9-year-old sister. She's perfectly healthy. She's never been vaccinated because we live in fear that we've got some genetic predisposition that could give her a similar reaction. And if this bill passes, we'll be forced to homeschool our daughter.
The bill passes 12-6. Thank you.
Thank you.
I, for one, will not comply with any law that presumes to take away my human rights. And I will not obey any government that tries to enforce that. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
Thank you.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
And we'll end tonight with some Bilderberg news. As we told you earlier, our crew is on the ground right now, forbidding castles, mountains, Cobra Commandos. You can't make this stuff up. This is really going on over there at Bilderberg 2015. And as you're watching this on YouTube, it may be the next day. Maybe the conference has already started. So we have to be ready for this. You know, everybody's out there. They're ready with their cameras as close as they can be to the action. But very unfortunate is if you have a camera and you have a live signal, they have these jamming signals out there stopping your broadcast. We know we've seen these things all over the country. Myself and Joe Biggs, when we travel the highways and byways, sometimes we encounter these Stingray systems. But now they have systems over there in Bilderberg who are jamming people's signals.
Rob Dew here reporting for InfoWars.com. We have some breaking news. First off, just over this way, and we're going to show you some shots of this, we have a sighting of the Hotel Interalpen. We were able to see the site, and it's along the road going to the golf course. But that's not the big breaking news. The big breaking news is actually standing behind me. And what it looks like we have here is a communications type van, but not to enable communications, to disable communications. And here with more on that is Paul Joseph Watson, who just landed from Innsbruck today. Paul, how are you doing?
Good. Yeah, we were just talking to an informed local who told us a few other interesting things, but he directly said that this vehicle is basically designed to cut off communications for anybody in the nearby area trying to cover Bilderberg as media. So this could be a transmitter, we're not sure, but we were told directly that this van is being used to cut cell phone signals so people can't broadcast and cover this event. So it's not enough that they have checkpoints 6 miles around the perimeter. Now we can't even cover the event via, you know, standard cell phone coverage because they're directly interfering in people's communications. It's ridiculous.
And I'll tell you this, Paul, the Wi-Fi, we're supposed to have Wi-Fi at the place I'm staying at up on the mountain, and I haven't been able to get anything out of there. Only cell phone signals are the only thing that comes out. So I'm wondering if this has to do with that. There's also an antenna right over there. We'll shoot another long-range shot of that so we can show you what that looks like. It looks like it was pretty recent put up, but that could also be part of this triangulation grid that they're setting up to cut off communications.
Yeah, there was speculation during the Bundy Ranch siege that this was happening, that they were cutting off communications. That was never confirmed. We were told directly by a very informed local who said that this is exactly what's happening. So if they have to go to this level to shut down independent media and mainstream press coverage of this event, again, it illustrates how paranoid they are about any information leaking out of Bilderberg 2015.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if after we put out this report that suddenly this area becomes off limits, because right now we are free to travel in this area. You can actually see the barrier over here. You're not allowed to go over that way. And there's a barrier on the other side of the road over there. And those are basically, if you step over that line or if you are caught on the other side of that line, it is a 500 euro fine or 2 weeks in jail, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, and it's obviously quite near the golf course, which is still open. That's outside the perimeter. But people could just wander into that security zone on a whim. You could get families out hiking on the weekend, not aware of what's going on with Bilderberg, and they could just wander in and be subject to a 500 euro fine. It's insane.
Or if you knock your golf ball over into the fine area, and that's your last one, and, hey, I could get my golf ball, and boom, 500 euro fine. Anything could happen. And guess what? Bilderberg is starting tomorrow. The elites will start landing at Innsbruck. They will be taken here either by car. Some might come by helicopter. Who knows how they're going to be getting here? Henry Kissinger, I think, is coming by teleportation device.
Well, I wouldn't put anything past him. But, I mean, this is a big story that, you know, we've been told that this van is there to cut out communications. There's nobody in it at the moment. I'm sure there has been at some point. So this is a major breaking story. Bilderberg directly interfering in communications to prevent coverage of their conference.
Yeah, they're stifling all forms of communication. But what would you expect in the home of Adolf Hitler? I don't know. This is Rob Dew reporting for Infowars.com with Paul Joseph Watson. Here's a shot once again. If anybody out there knows what this is, please tell us in the comments of this video if we're wrong. But we've been told that this is a device, a communications device, to cut off communication to the outside world. Exactly what the elites want. They want to stay in shadows. They don't want to step out in the light and just say, hey, we're here to control you. We're here to control all your money. We want to get rid of cash so we can control everything about your life. They want to keep that hidden from you out there. And that's why we need to see people out there speaking up. We thank everybody for calling the police and letting them know that they cannot stifle journalists here. That really helped us out, so we really do appreciate it. Once again, this is Rob Dew reporting for Infowars.com and Paul Joseph Watson.
And that's it for our show tonight. But if you'd like to see more Bilderberg footage, you can go to our main page, go to the far right-hand side, and click the Bilderberg link. And that will take you to the watch page where you can see all the Bilderberg footage that the guys can be putting up. And right now, for the month of June, you can get the ProPure water pitcher with a Pro One G2.0 filter. This is exclusively by Infowars.com. It's for the month of June, so you can wash away all that Bilderberg tyranny. We have it right here. So you guys can get this, put it in your home. It gets away that fluoride and all these other harmful things that are in your water. And people say, why do you guys care so much about fluoride? Well, have you seen the Harvard studies? Harvard, you know, maybe you've heard of that. It says it lowers your IQ on record. And then you go to the Austin City Council and the mayor flips you off because you dare come with facts and not just opinions and rhetoric. They don't like that. But if you can't stop what they do, you can at least take charge in your own home and get one of these great filter systems. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we will see you again tomorrow night.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction. Offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.